وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى 9 آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا.
We granted Moses, peace be upon him, 9 clear signs. Ask the children of Israel about that. When these signs came forth, Pharaoh said to him, Moses, peace be upon him, I think that you are bewitched. We granted Moses, peace be upon him, 9 clear signs. The 9 clear signs of God to which this verse alludes are specifically mentioned in Al-Araf. See verses 107-33.
قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرَ وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا.
Moses replied, peace be upon him, you know well that no one but the Lord of the heavens and the earth has sent these as eye-opening proofs. I truly think, O Pharaoh, that you are indeed doomed. You know well that no one but the Lord of the heavens and the earth has sent these as eye-opening proofs.
The Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, made this statement to emphasize the fact that the calamities which befell people could only be from God. There was widespread famine across the land. Frogs in large numbers infested a vast area, covering hundreds of thousands of square miles. Food stocks in barns throughout the land were eaten up by weevils. Calamities such as these could not be the result of some magician's sorcery or the manifestation of some human being's extraordinary power. A magician can only bewitch a crowd of people confined to a specific place. Even then, his tricks have nothing to do with reality and are mere illusions.
فَأَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَفِزَّهُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُ وَمَن مَعَهُ جَمِيعًا.
At last, Pharaoh decided to uproot Moses, peace be upon him, and the children of Israel from the land. But we drowned him together with all who were with him.
وَقُلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا.
And thereafter, we said to the children of Israel, now dwell in the land, but when the promised time of the hereafter comes, we shall bring you all together.
وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا.
We have sent down the Quran with the truth, and it is with the truth that it has descended. And we have not sent you but to proclaim good news and to warn.
وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنزِيلًا.
We have revealed the Quran in parts that you may recite it to people slowly and with deliberation. And for that reason, we have revealed it gradually to suit particular occasions.
قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا.
Tell them, O Prophet, whether you believe in it or do not believe, but when it is recited to those who were given the knowledge before its revelation, they fall down upon their faces in prostration.
وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِن كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا.
And say, glory be to our Lord. Surely the promise of our Lord was bound to be fulfilled.
وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا.
And they fall down upon their faces weeping, and their humility increases when the Quran is recited to them.
قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا وَابْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا.
Say to them, O Prophet, call upon Him as Allah, or call upon Him as Al-Rahman. Call Him by whichever name you will. All His names are beautiful. Neither offer your prayer in too loud a voice, nor in a voice too low, but follow a middle course. All His names are beautiful.
This is in response to the polytheists' objection to calling God by the name of Al-Rahman. They claim that while they were familiar with the appellation of Allah, there seemed no justification for using the appellation Al-Rahman. Their objection was based on their unfamiliarity with this word as a personal name of God.
But follow a middle course.
According to Ibn Abbas, when the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or his companions offered prayers in Mecca or recited the Quran, the unbelievers often made noises and even hurled abuse at them. The believers were, therefore, counseled neither to recite in such a loud voice that would attract the attention of the unbelievers who might interrupt their prayers, nor to recite in a voice inaudible even to people close by. During the Medinan period of the Prophet's life, when the situation altogether changed, there was no need to follow this injunction. However, whenever Muslims are faced with the kind of circumstances which they encountered during the Meccan period of the Prophet's life, they should follow the directive laid down here.
وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا.
And say, all praise be to Allah, who has neither taken to Himself a son, nor has He any partner in His kingdom, nor does He need anyone out of weakness to protect Him. So glorify Him in a manner worthy of His glory.